if you really want to grow in this world, I think we got a great place for you. Look, the university's the third largest in the state. We got the community's unbelievable, the support that we get there. Our team, our town, is not just a gimmick that they put up on poles. It really is. It's, you walk around, you know, it's a small town. And best thing about a small town is everybody knows who you are, right? Worst thing about a small town is everybody knows who you are, right? So, but, you know, it's just we've got a great environment for somebody to grow and develop.
FCS Nation, what's going on? It is the Week 3 Tandem Edition of the Honorary Captain of the Week, or shall I say Honorary Captains of the Week. You heard from Avril Habits already, managing partner and CEO, Northwestern Mutual Louisiana. She was part one Honorary Captain. Part two is who I'm chatting with right now. A very, very special individual. I've heard so much about him, but not had the chance to meet him. So here we go. Jet Booker.
Thank you for having me, Stone. It's an absolute pleasure.
Jet Booker, wide receiver for Southeastern Louisiana, Sealaw, the Lions, hashtag line up. Redshirt junior, Jet's been around that team for a while now. And whenever you bring his name up, whether it was with Avril Habits or anybody that does know Jet, their face lights up. There's just something about Jet, and you're going to learn throughout this entire interview just how brilliant of an individual he is. I call this a tandem edition of our Honorary Captains of the Week, where we go around the country, our list of athletes that are helping us fight childhood cancer and not only raise awareness, but of course to raise money to do something about the awareness that we have raised. Jet, I'm so glad you could be a part of this. We've had extensive talks off the air about your excitement level. Talk about how joining our fight against childhood cancer all came about for you.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it was kind of just luck of the draw. You know, joining the internship itself was just kind of chance. And then, you know, going through it, obviously had some success in there. And Avril and Jordan Eaton approached me kind of halfway through the summer this year. They were like, hey, this is something that we pair up with Alex Lemonade Stand. And this is something that we've had a great success with. And they've, you know, it's another opportunity for you to have more of an impact than you already have in your day to day. So it was like I jumped on the opportunity, and then also kind of being familiar with Northwestern Mutual as a company, which we can get into a little bit later. And our my old teammate Zach Clement, who was also a part of the fight against childhood cancer, he was a part of this last year, and you know, he talked a little bit about it. So I jumped on the opportunity and said yes, absolutely.
Yeah, you called it an opportunity. I think that's exactly what it is. And I think you, more so than anybody, Jet, are going to execute on that opportunity, slash you already have. And Jet, another thing I wanted to bring up was the fact that it's Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. September, football season kicks off, so everybody's excited and everybody's lining up at the door at stadiums, paying for NFL Sunday ticket, going to these games, spending money on travel and whatnot. So it's just a perfect time to parlay it with something as important as the fight against childhood cancer. No matter where you come from, what your life looked like up until this point, we've all been affected one way or another by cancer, whether it was a child involved or an adult. Does this hit home for you though, Jet? Like, do you feel particularly close to this fight?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's two testimonials I have. One was, one of my primary caretakers as a child. She lost the fight to brain cancer whenever I was 8 to 10 years old, somewhere in that range. And then one of my good friends now, she actually, whenever she was about 2 years old, had some kind of eye cancer that she lost her eye. So, I mean, there's still effects to this day that she has to take care of. You know, we're in college now. This is 20 years later, and it's still affecting her each and every day.
I love it. It's very well said. I'm glad that it hits home for you because it just makes it that much more important. And for the audience out there in Southeastern Louisiana fans, it just gives them another reason to donate to you and make sure Jet Booker is the winner of this year's fight against childhood cancer and the FCS challenge that we've put in place, thanks to, of course, Northwestern Mutual and Alex Lemonade Stand in the foundation. Been a good list so far. Jet spoke to Liz Scott, interviewed her, the co-founder of the entire foundation that her daughter Alex uplifted in the early 2000s. Chris Schenkel, the managing partner, the one spearheading this up in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And of course, you know Avril really well, Avril Habits. When I had a conversation with her and I asked her if it touched home, she had similar things to say to you, and it was organic and authentic, and you can just kind of see the passion. So I'm glad that's where we're going with this. And I can tell you firsthand, it means a lot to the audience out there listening and people who are wanting to participate and donate and just don't have the reason to. Well, they do now, Jet. Having a chat here with Jet Booker, wide receiver, Southeastern Louisiana. He is part two of our Honorary Captains of the Week. This week, we're spending our time in Louisiana, in NOLA. I kind of want to talk about Northwestern Mutual a little bit. We spoke prior and you talked about a relationship you had with Northwestern Mutual. Kind of parlay that into a piece of what Averill's meant to you throughout this entire process leading up to right this moment.
Yeah, so I mean, it was a kind of a, I don't know if it was fate or something like that, but so right now I'm actually part of the sales program at Southeastern, and it was just kind of a, like I was saying, fate tapped me on the shoulder when at the end of our semester, we do kind of these speed interviews with a bunch of different companies that are kind of a part of the sales program, and Northwestern Mutual is a part of that. I wasn't looking for an internship at that point just because of football. So I was like, yeah, I know Northwestern Mutual because one of the coolest things, and this is something I say every single day in my meetings, is, you know, my family has been with Northwestern Mutual since I was born, and they were actually able to put me through college debt-free. And we'll also put my sisters through college debt free. And right now I'm a walk-on, so I've used every bit of that fund going through college. So, you know, that was kind of, you know, how I knew who Northwestern Mutual was. And then from that point, I was like, hey, let's meet with them. You know, they've had a big impact on my life, and obviously wasn't looking for an internship out of it. But here we are 8 months later and haven't looked back.
It's just kick-ass stuff right there, Jet. A stat that I love to pull and bring up because I think it's just jarring to hear every single time, and it's never going to get old. Since 1967, more than 52,000 college students have participated in NM's internship program. And here's the kicker. 98% of them come out saying this was massively beneficial to their life, to their careers down the road, and everything that comes with that. Jed, are you a part of that 98%?
It's absolutely helped me out. I mean, there's a, you know, whether I stay with Northwestern Mutual or not, I'd love to stay with them. But, you know, the experiences that I had through this entire summer, getting, you know, reaching out to, you know, old people that I had been in contact with and, you know, previous endeavors, you know, reaching out, I mean, just meeting new people, getting in front of new people is a skill that's transferable to any industry, whether that's starting your own business or some sort of, you know, really, really anything that you in the business world that you can reach out to and build that network is something that's been an amazing skill that I've learned this summer.
Yeah, many college athletes, even some who have participated in our fight against childhood cancer, in our challenge, have made the move to become full-time advisors, and they're having an impact in other people's life and making sure that everything goes smooth on their behalf financially. And a few of those guys last year, Quentin Hicks and Brian Williams, we're talking about two back-to-back defending national champions. They fell in love with this process. They fell in love with exactly what you're going through right now. So much so, when they walked the stage, they walked right into Northwestern Mutual office, and they're actually in their hometowns making a difference. So just super cool what you're a part of. And I think this kind of brings up another topic of conversation that I love to do, and I don't think is brought up enough, and that's life after football. I'm a few years out of school, Jet, out of being inside of a football facility every single day of my life. I know what it's like for you. So it's still very fresh. And I bring all of this up on the back of asking about the internship program because it involves life after football, like directly, and a conversation that, like I mentioned, we don't have enough. And now everybody thinks NIL is just saving kids' lives because they can set their families up for success. Now, that's just not the case. A very small percentage of athletes are able to pull that feat off. And even if you're not an active fan of college athletics and college football, you still know these guys' names, a la Travis Hunter, some of the big hitters. Jet, what has being a part of this and now signing a deal with us taught you personally about life after football? Has it made you think about it just a little bit more and its importance?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can't just, I wish you could. And I wish I could say that money coming to my pocket left and right by huge donors. But I mean, that's just not the case. But one of the cool things that, you know, football does is it, one, gives you a good network of people to, you know, interact with after college. Obviously found this job opportunity with Northwestern Mutual through being in school. And that's, you know, football, you know, whether you're on scholarship or walk on like me, being in school puts you in front of the people that will propel the next steps forward in your life. And that was one of the biggest reasons, you know, why I think college is so important, is it's not about what you know, it's about who you know.
Just beautifully put, Jet. And you mentioned Alex Lemonade standing in there, and a lot of things that you just had to say have a lot of parallels to my interview with Liz Scott. You talked about having to hang up the pads and, in a sense, your football career at some point kind of laying to rest. And for Liz Scott, it was the case for her daughter. She fought as long as she could, and she ended up losing that battle. But what she's done since that, and the motivation that she gave her mom, Liz, and her dad, getting some stats to back it, when you look at Northwestern Mutual's partnership with the foundation, Northwestern University Mutual has donated more than $60 million to the cause overall, and they're funding more than 700,000 hours of research through their partnership with Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation. Again, having a chat here with Jet Booker, wide receiver, C-Law. He is a Lion. He reps the Lion hard each and every weekend. Big game coming up this weekend against Eastern Washington. Jet, let's talk a little bit of football, all right? 0-2 to start the season, two FBS losses, but a very winnable game on deck, Eastern Washington. And I love looking at your guys' schedule. I think there are some games that you guys can make statements with, but Jet, the vibe around the facility right now with an 0-2 record, are we still really high, and does everybody still have a lot of confidence?
Absolutely. I mean, that's one of the cool things about this team, especially since, you know, I've been here for 4 years, so it's been a lot of different guys throughout the facility, and you know, morale is still as high as it was as I got here. You know, coming off of the conference championship, it's still as high as ever. And you know, obviously we like to win those first two games. You know, there's still the rest of the season ahead of us, and we're excited to, you know, get into the FCS play, and then here in a few weeks into the conference play, and you know, see where we match up. I think it'll be a good next few games to, you know, really test where we are and kind of get this thing rolling. Maybe catch a win here tomorrow.
Yeah, Eastern Washington, a good football team, but I think you guys are also a good football team. And personally, I think you guys have the guys in the building. Would you agree with that? All of the pieces are there.
Absolutely, it's just about putting it all together. And when the opportunities are there on the field, you know, taking hold of the, you know, when the ball is left loose, just capitalizing on those opportunities, and then whenever. You know, the defense has been doing a great job getting us the ball back. It's just as an offense, we need to really come together because, you know, unfortunately on defense, you know, one guy can make a great play and stop the play. But on offense, all 11 guys have to come together.
Hey, is there a game on the schedule that pops out to you each and every year? And, you know, your coaches are always preaching, you know, never look ahead. It's the next day mentality. You wake up each and every day and attack it, and it's always the next man up, next game up. You're never looking ahead. But is there a game on the schedule that I can circle to pay extra close attention to? I watch you guys every weekend. I'm going to be tuned in, 6 p.m. kick against Eastern Washington, at least my time. Is there a game that you have circled when you look to the right and you look at that calendar?
I mean, it's always got to be Nicholls. I mean, there are our closest rivalry, and that's always a good game. It goes back and forth every year, and it unfortunately almost always comes down to the last drive. You know, it's always back and forth. It's always pretty heated, but you know, that's what makes football.
All right, Jet, let me circle that Nicholls game, November 21st. You guys are hitting the road, but Eastern Washington's at home, and then following Eagles is the defending national champions in South Dakota State. A huge game, so huge that myself, my co-host Kevin Marshall, are going to be at. It is actually our first Northwestern Mutual, Alex Lemonade Stand, and FCS Nation event of the year. It's to raise awareness, but this time on site. So we're going to be face-to-face with your fans, some South Dakota State Jackrabbit fans, kind of a party in the tailgate. Jed, I want you to give the audience, though, a little bit of information about the event, where they can be, and what's going down.
So in Friendship Circle, there's going to be a Lion kind of close to the stadium. There's a little section of trees that's that'll be blocked off that will have all Southeastern fans can come and learn more about the Alex's Lemonade Stand for the Lineup Lemonade fundraiser that we're doing. And you know, there's gonna be all kinds of games, information, some little fun activities to do to raise awareness to childhood cancer.
Yeah, so that's September 21st in Hammond, Louisiana, when they host South Dakota State. Come check us out, come shake our hand, and of course, come participate in the Lemon Top Challenge. We've been preaching and pumping the Lemon Top Challenge all throughout these interviews and breaking it down, and also on social media you can find out what it is and how you can participate. And when you do, $10 is donated by Northwestern Mutual to Alex Lemonade Sand Foundation. So come meet myself, Kevin Marshall. Jet is going to make an appearance. I'm super excited for that. But if you can't make it, it's all right. We got you covered. There are other ways to donate and pledge to the fight against childhood cancer. And Jet also has those answers. Jet, tell the people.
Yeah, so if you're willing to donate, you can go to FCSNationRadio.com. And on the right side of the screen, there's an entire landing page dedicated to Alex's Lemonade Stand, where you can go in, find Southeastern's spot, donate to that. And we're actually having a little competition between all of the schools and other players that are affiliated with Alex's Lemonade Stand. So let's make Hammond America on top and, you know, donate the most money to win this competition.
That's right, Jet Booker. He says, donate the most money. I'm trying to win this thing. Just like Aiden Bauman did last year, Jet Booker expects to follow Aiden up and be the second winner on the FCS Challenge. $45,000 was raised last year during our fight. Goal this year, $250,000, Jet. $250,000. You think we can do it?
Absolutely.
I love it. I love it. All right. And that's going to conclude the tandem edition of the Honorary Captains of the Week. You heard from Naval Habits. You just heard from Jet Booker, a very brilliant kid. Probably one of my favorite interviews in recent history. I talk to quarterbacks every week. I talk to athletes and coaches, but Jet just comes with a different kind of energy. And you can tell that there's just something different going on up there. Jet, I think you're going to be good when football is all said and done. I'm excited. And I can't thank you enough for joining the show this week. And good luck this weekend. And I'll see you in 2 weekends.
Sounds good. Thank you for having me, Stone. It was an absolute pleasure.